podcast number 9, self-care. This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact 911 or 988. Self-care is a bit of a buzz term these days, but what does it really mean? First, let's touch briefly on what self-care is and is not. Our social media feeds are full of examples of people advocating for self-care through things like massages or pedicures or shopping trips or elaborate vacations. But are these things self-care? Or maybe a better question is, are they self-care for you? I want to point out first that self-care is not the same as self-soothing. Self-soothing activities are things that take the edge off. They help us escape or zone out. Maybe these are things like binging Netflix or scrolling social media. These are things that aren't necessarily bad in and of themselves, and they can serve a purpose. But when we overdo self-soothing, it's really not good for us. So I want us to think of self-care instead as those activities that energize and support our long-term well-being. They're not short-term fixes, but rather practices that lead to better mental health for the long haul. Think about what would happen to your car if you didn't get regular oil changes. You could drive for a while, but eventually your car is going to stop working. Our self-care is like getting an oil change. It helps us to continue running effectively in our lives, both physically and mentally. We aren't meant to constantly go and go, despite perhaps the current mentality of our culture. Self-care is also not overindulgence, laziness, or selfish. Self-care is accepting your limitations and recognizing that you cannot do all things, even all good things. It is choosing to believe that you are finite and have limitations. It is really for our good and the good of those around us. Practicing self-care makes us better spouses, friends, parents, employees, and coworkers. Self-care is a commitment to care about yourself, and it is deliberately taking care of your well-being through restorative activities. The good news is you may actually be doing self-care and not even aware of it. I want you to think about this question to get an idea of where you might already be practicing self-care and where you might need some extra work on that. So the question is, what in my life is currently draining me and what is energizing me? Notice that it's what's draining and energizing you, not someone else, but you. And this is the heart of self-care. It's individualized. So I'm going to give you some general tips and strategies, but the challenge here really is figuring out what works for you. What drains me may not be what drains you. We are all unique, and therefore our self-care plans will be unique as well. It's also okay if your self-care plan changes. We are always growing and changing. So what self-care looks like in various seasons of our lives will change too. So with that in mind, here are some possible tips or strategies that you can think about incorporating into your own self-care plan. First, taking care of your body. When we take care of our bodies, we think and feel better too. Even just 10 minutes of movement a day really does make a difference. Getting adequate sleep, working to ensure that you get that recommended 7 to 9 hours per night. Spending time in nature. Again, just 10 minutes outside can support our overall well-being. So if you have a phone call to take it outside. Walk around. I promise it will do you good. Incorporating moments of stillness and silence. This idea of spending time in silence may sound challenging or even scary, but our lives right now are so connected and so loud. Just a few moments of silence a day can help reset us. Taking time to rest. I want to briefly offer a suggestion for rest called the 3M framework. This was developed by a neurobiologist to help with burnout, but I believe it can be an applicable pattern for all of our lives. So it goes like this. Micro breaks are small breaks throughout the day, like 10 minutes every hour or so. Meso breaks are longer rest times of 1 to 2 hours per week. And macro breaks are half days or whole days taken once a month just to rest. I think the important thing to remember about these breaks is they really do have to be planned and scheduled or they just won't happen. And finally, make time to do something you love. There are so many more things you can do to take care of yourself. Self-care really does take effort, and it might feel like more work at first, but it will be worth it. You are worth taking care of. One more thing, and this is really important. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now or not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to. You need a friend, someone to walk with you, someone to listen. Let me encourage you to reach out to your chaplain. That is why they are here, and they really do want to help.